जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, श्रीमद् भागवतम पुराण की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं बुधिरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोकैर्भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 1, चैप्टर टाइटल द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ महाराज प्रियव्रत, टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। श्री भगवान उवाच, निबोध तत्तेदमृतं ब्रवीमि, मासूयितं देवं अर्हसि अप्रमेयं, वयं भवस्ते तत एष महर्षीर्, वाहम सर्वे विवशयस्य दिष्टम्। श्री भगवान उवाच, निबोध तत्तेदमृतं ब्रवीमि, मासूयितं देवं अर्हसि अप्रमेयं, वयं भवस्ते तत एष महर्षीर्, वहाम सर्वे विवशयस्य दिष्टम्। श्री भगवान उवाच, निबोध तत्तेदमृतं ब्रवीमि, मासूयितं देवं अर्हसि अप्रमेयं, वयं भवस्ते तत एष महर्षीर्, वाम सर्वे विवशयस्य दिष्टम्। श्री भगवान उवाच, श्री भगवान उवाच, निबोध तत्तेदमृतं ब्रवीमि, मासूयितं देवं अर्हसि अप्रमेयं, वयं भवस्ते तत एष महर्षीर्, वाहम सर्वे विवशयस्य दिष्टम्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। श्री भगवान उवाच, द सुप्रीम पर्सन लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सेड, निबोध, kindly hear with attention. Tatta, my dear son, idam, this, ritam, true, bravimi, I am speaking, ma, not, asuitam, to be jealous of, devam, the supreme personality of Godhead. अरहसी यू आउट, अप्रमेयम हु इज बियॉन्ड अवर एक्सपेरिमेंटल नॉलेज, वयम वी, भव लॉर्ड शिवा, ते युअर, ततः फादर, एष धिस, महर्षि नारद, वाम कैरी आउट, सर्वे ऑल, विवशः अनेबल टू डिविएट, यस्य ऑफ हुम, दिष्टम द ऑर्डर. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. ट्रांसलेशन. लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा द सुप्रीम पर्सन विद इन दिस यूनिवर्स सेड, माय डियर प्रियव्रत, काइंडली हियर अटेंटिवली व्हाट आई शॉल से टू यू. डू नॉट बी जेलस ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड who is beyond our experimental measurement. All of us, including Lord Shiva, your father, and the great sage Maharishi Narada, must carry out the order of the Supreme. We cannot deviate from his order. Of the 12 great authorities in devotional service, 4, Lord Brahma himself, his son Narada, Swayambhu Manu, and Lord Shiva were present before Priyavrata. They were accompanied by many other authoritative sages. Brahma first wanted to impress upon Priyavrat that although these great personalities are all authorities, they cannot possibly disobey the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described in this verse as Deva, which means always glorious. The power, glory, and potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never be diminished. In the Ishopanishad, the Lord is described as apapa vidha, which indicates that he is never affected by anything materially considered sinful. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as being so powerful that nothing we might consider abominable can affect him. An example sometime given to explain the position of the Supreme Lord is that of the sun, which evaporates urine from the earth but is never affected by contamination. The Supreme Lord can never be accused by doing anything wrong. When Lord Brahma went to induce Priyavrata to accept the responsibility for ruling the universe, he did not go whimsically. He was following the dictation of the Supreme Lord. Indeed, Brahma and other genuine authorities never do anything without his permission. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavai. The Lord dictated Vedic knowledge to Brahma through his heart. The more a living entity is purified by devotional service, the more he comes in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. तेषां सततयुक्तानां भजतां प्रीतिपूर्वकं ददामि बुद्धि योगं तं येन माम उपयन्ति ते. टू दोज हु आर कॉन्स्टेंटली डिवोटेड एंड वर्शिप मी विथ लव, आई गिव द अंडरस्टैंडिंग बाय विच दे कैन कम टू मी. लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा देयरफॉर हैड नॉट कम टू प्रियव्रत बाय हिज ओन विम्स, रेदर इट इज अंडरस्टूड दैट ही हैड बीन ऑर्डर्ड टू पर्सुएट Priyavrata by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activity cannot be understood by material senses and who is therefore described herein as aprameya. Thus Lord Brahma first advised Priyavrata to hear his words with attention and without envy. Why one is induced to perform certain acts despite his desire to do something else is indicated here. One cannot disobey the order of the Supreme Lord. Even if one is as powerful as Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Manu, or the great sage Narada, all these authorities are certainly very powerful, but they do not have the power to disobey the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Lord Brahma had come to Priyavrat in accordance with the order of the Supreme Lord, he first wanted to dispel any suspicions that he might be acting as Priyavrat's enemy. Lord Brahma was following the order of the Supreme Lord, and therefore it would be worthwhile for Priyavrat to accept Lord Brahma's order as the Lord desired. ओमज्ञानतिमृन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वं पदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतार्पदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सगणा रघुनाथमितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखामितं च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नाम्ले नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौर दिवसे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभयस्य कृपासिन्धुभयैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। आई एम सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवस एस्पेशली His Grace Radhishyam Prabhu and many other senior devotees, they can bless so that I can faithfully under the guidance of Acharyas Prabhupada, I can speak something about this which help me and help others also. Thank you very much. So we see that from many days devotees are explaining very each and every verses very nicely. They are explaining this. We remember that this canto begins with the question of Parikshit Maharaj, who is asking to Sukhdev Goswami, why Priyavrata Maharaj, who was a self-realized soul, enter into the household life, which is a cause of a bondage. So this was a question beginning of the fifth canto. Parikshit Maharaj was asking to Sukhdev Goswami. Of course, many devotees spoke so nicely about all this thing. And today verse is actually giving the answer of that question, why he married, or why he entered into the ashram. So when Priyavrata Maharaj was practicing renunciation, he was very sincerely practicing as an ideal way. Now it is expected also that now he is entering in the grihastha ashram, so therefore again he very sincerely enter. So we will discuss what is the reason of his entering in this ashram after some time. But before that, from this teaching of Prabhupada and his life, we also trying to learn the principles, whichever ashram may be, either brahmachari or grihastha. That is not much, bhakti does not limited on this varna and ashram, but it is beyond all this thing. सो वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस हाउ वन शुड बी आइडल ब्रह्मचारी और गृहस्थ. सो फर्स्ट आई एम गोइंग टू बिगेन अबाउट गृहस्थ. हाउ शुड बी वाट प्रूवा टीचिंग प्रूवा राइट्स इन पर्पस एज एक्सप्लेन इन द वेन नारद मुनि गेव इंस्ट्रक्शन टू द व्यासदेव टू राइट श्रीमद भागवतम. सो देन नारद मुनि लेफ्ट एंड देयर इट इज मेंशन दैट आफ्टर नारद मुनि लेफ्ट व्यासदेव हुज आश्रम इज इन इन हिज आश्रम देर इज अ प्लेस साम्यप्रस विच इज अ मेडिटेशन वेरी डू मेडिटेशन. सो ही सेट ऑन दैट प्लेस. सो इन दैट पर्पज प्रूवाज राइट मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग थिंग दैट ऑल्दो द व्यासदेव वॉज अ हाउस होल्डर बट हिज प्लेस इज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड एज द आश्रम. सो हिज प्लेस इज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड एज आश्रम. सो आश्रम इज अ प्लेस where the spiritual activity is happening foremost. It means that either brahmachari ashram or grihastha ashram, wherever this activity is happening foremost, that place is called as the ashram, according to the purport of Prabhupada. So we will going to see the how the life of acharyas and Prabhupada, this help us to help to practice Krishna consciousness in whichever ashram may be. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, we know that having 10 children, but whenever he comes in the home, he was himself was a magistrate, big responsibilities. But whenever he comes home, he find that in his home somebody is engaging in doing worship, someone is engaging in making garland, someone is engaging in cooking bhoga and so many other ways. So then he found that actually this place is nothing different, not different than the Vaikuntha, because everyone is engaging in here to serve the Supreme Lord. So this we understand that how when one is sincerely serving in any place, that place can become the Vaikuntha. And Prabhupada father Gormon De himself is a very ideal grihastha. Prabhupada used to say that when we are children, we have to get up every day by hearing the bell of that father is worshipping the Supreme Lord deities. So we get up every day by hearing this bell. And how after worshipping the Lord, then he do other activities. Other activity means devotional service only, either offering bhoga, all this thing. And then in the afternoon, he goes to the shop. And then evening he come back. Again, he engage in some other devotional activities. So there it is mentioned that Prabhupada was saying that his most important activity is service to the Supreme Lord. And how this Gormohan De, he trained his children. He trained his children in such a way that when they were child, he gave them deities of Radha and Krishna. Like he giving to them as a doll for playing. And whole day, Prabhupada and his sister engage in the either dressing to the deities or making garland or whatever. His other brothers, they will tease them, "Arey, if you do like that, then you get fail." And then so Prabhupada and they become so much dependent on the Lord that at small things they were remembering. When they were remembering, they were praying to the Lord, "Please help to fly this kite." So actually this is a culture in mentioning the Bhagavatam also, where the devotees they give their children as a deity for playing all this thing. In third canto also it is mentioned there, Udhav, all the, so this is a way. And he used to invite every day sadhu in his home. And when he was inviting, although that sadhu is not a proper sadhu also, but his intention was that is a culture of that the grihastha should invite in the house the sadhu. And what blessing you are asking? Please bless to my son that he can become a devotee of Radharani. So in this way we can understand that how his father was the ideal grihastha. And Prabhupada himself, when he was a grihastha, he was taking care of his family by supporting whatever need required for food, shelter, all this thing, the material support. Although he was not getting much support from the side of a wife on the side of his on spiritual side, but still Prabhupada continued alone for engaging in both activity, taking care of family in a way, and also engaging in the activity of spiritual, like as just we know that how Prabhupada expecting that grihastha should also help to the temples, or help to take care of the temples, or engage in the program activities. So Prabhupada, whichever city he was going, he was just finding the place of some mathis there of his spiritual master, and he is helping there to the devotees in terms of introducing them to the business persons and helping them to collect fund from them. And sometime he goes with them in the program. Sometime Prabhupada leads the kirtan and he give classes to them. And in this way, as a sadhu, as a grihastha, he was always meeting to the his senior god brothers. And when he was living in the Calcutta, he was having three floor building. So first ground floor he was having dispensary, and the second floor he and his family was living. Third floor he gave to the other sannyasis, disciple of Bhakti Sen Thakur, and he was always associating with them and helping and asking so many philosophical questions and Bhagavatam discussion, so many things. So this is Prabhupada was also very ideal grihastha in this way. So therefore we can find this how so much important to either whichever may be ashram. And second point is about how brahmachari. We know that many books, actually Prabhupada's in many places in the books, in the letters, whenever the devotees were finding difficulties, they were asking to the Prabhupada, what should we do? In the letters Prabhupada wrote them, or Prabhupada explained in Bhagavatam, so many places, purports, what is the ideal brahmachari. So like that brahmachari gurukule vansant danto hitam guru hitam, he should always live in the place for the pleasure and for the service of the spiritual master. He should always live in that place. And second, like many other things are there, he should not identify himself as a material identity, like I am working this company, I am studied in that big college, IIT, NIT, so many things. So you should not identify in this way, but he should be, his only identity is that I am the servant of everyone. So another thing is that here we see who is telling to the how Priyavrata Maharaj, when he will enter into the household life, he get entangled in that. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki jai, Rat Jagannath Balde Subhadra Maiya ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai. So Parikshit Maharaj, who was a Mahabhagavat devotee and he himself was a householder, so he is telling that if there is a chance, he will get entangled. So he is an experienced devotee and he is telling. Many times grihastha tells us also that if some brahmachari is having a thought of changing ashram, you tell them to meet with me or I will give class, what is happening? Actually Maharaj also tells that, Radhana Sai Maharaj also tells that many places, believe me that whenever I go to, whenever I meet some, any devotee who were brahmachari before, now is in the grihastha ashram, they always tell me that, Maharaj, I still remember my old days, how I was very nicely, how that old days are very gold, but now, so in this way you can understand from the experience. Actually brahmachari should get experience from the scriptures without anything, but from the grihasthas also we can get experience that, because this material world is not the easiest way, so much struggle and so much things is there. So therefore actually it is mentioned that one should practice Krishna consciousness in a suitable place. Place means that where you find that here in this place my Krishna consciousness become very nice practice, so that I should be here. But if my practice is happening other place, then I should be there. So but important is practice devotional service. And another thing is that we know that in Leelamrita it is mentioned that when the at the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur, some fighting Indian for the Indians to be independent, fighting was going on to get the India independent. So that time Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose came to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur that he wanted youths for fighting. So he told to Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur, you have so many youths, give me so that I can use them, means engage them or whatever, use them in the get India to be freedom free. But what Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur replied, he replied actually they are very skinny, they you need a strong person, so they are very skinny. Let them, they will take some take prasad, little prasad, chant Hare Krishna and engage in some preaching work. In this way, let them, they do. You can find out some other. But it means that Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was saying that one should be completely focused on these kinds of activities. Chanting Hare Krishna, engage in preaching Bhagavatam. No activities, no any other activities or politics or any other which can distract us from doing the core activity. Especially nowadays internet is there, smartphone is there, and so much news goes on the internet. So brahmachari not much needed all this thing. So in this way we can understand what are the ideal grihastha brahmachari. Now we'll come to the our which we told that the question of Parikshit Maharaj. The Parikshit Maharaj asked this question that why he married. So someone say that he married because the need to rule the kingdom, need is there, therefore he get married, he became a householder. Someone may say because Swayambhu Manu wanted to take Vanaprastha, so someone needed, so therefore for the request of Swayambhu Manu he has taken. Someone said because Brahmaji himself came, when he found that thing cannot work very easily with Swayambhu Manu, so he himself came. So one said that because of Brahmaji he get married. All these things are correct in a sense, but not exact answer. The most exact answer is because it is a will of Krishna. So here Brahmaji is telling to the Priyarth Maharaj. सॉरी दिस इज लास्ट हियर प्रियो रिमेंबर वेरी ओके मीन्स एंड परपोर्ट्स मेंशन दैट बिकॉज इट इज द विल ऑफ द कृष्णा देयरफॉर ब्रह्मा जी हेड केम हेड कम बिफोर ओनली ब्रह्मा जी trying to clarify to the Priyavrata Maharaj. Actually, for him, there is no need of clarification also. Brahmaji is saying to Priyavrata Maharaj, Lord Brahma had come to Priyavrata in accordance with the order of the Supreme Lord. He first wanted to dispel any suspicions that he might be acting as a Priyavrata enemy. And then he tells Brahmaji first wanted to impress upon Priyavrata that although these great personalities, great personality means himself, Lord Shiva, Narad Muni, Swayambhu Manu, they are all great personalities, but they cannot possibly disobey the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described in this word as Deva. So we can see that because it is will of the Krishna that Priyavrata get married, therefore all these things is going on. So then when Krishna desire is there, then no other any argument. Because the purpose of his doing renunciation practice so much is to please Krishna. And here Krishna is telling him to get married. So then there is no varna and ashram when Krishna decides. So therefore, in future we see that he will accept that order. In many places in Bhagavatam, this point comes that where will of Krishna is there. I just explained some 2-3 points. When Yudhishthira Maharaj, when Krishna took Yudhishthira Maharaj and all the other Pandavas to Bhishma Dev, where Bhishma Dev was lying on the arrow's bed about to die. So there Krishna wanted that Yudhishthira Maharaj all they can hear from him. And then when all they went to Bhishma Dev and Bhishma Dev spoke to them that Yudhishthira Maharaj is a dharma personified and all other Pandavas are very sincerely practicing following dharma and Kunti Maharani also very following, but how it is that they all went so much difficulty in their whole life, how it happened? So then he told that it is because of the inevitable time. But after some time, he told Pitama Bhishma that it is happening because of the will of the Supreme Lord. So here also, in Bhagavatam, will of the Supreme Lord, here it is mentioned. And another point is also, other places, when Swayambhu Manu, when Dhruva Maharaj was killing so many Kuvera's associates, Yakshas, because of his brother, got killed from the Yaksha side. So then out of anger, he just wanted to destroy completely Yaksha's complete dynasty. So there, out of anger he was killing so many, then Swayambhu Manu came. And in the talk of Swayambhu Manu spoke so many things about him. At the end, Swayambhu Manu told him that actually this Kuvera's associate Yakshas not killed your brother, because in this world nothing can happen without the sanction of the Lord. So there also he is saying that it is because of the will of the Supreme Lord that this thing happened. Also in another place also where Yamraj is telling to his associates, neither I nor Indra, nor Chandra, any other, nor Brahma, nor Shiva can understand the cause of the will of the Supreme Lord, means will of the cause of all causes. Only Supreme Lord's will be there. So in this way, many places it is mentioned. So, but in today's purport is very nice. So many things are mentioned. Out of just I just going to speak of two things. One thing is that where Brahmaji and saying that even me and all others, those who are there, they never went to did anything to disobey the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are just going to discuss about, and second also, that one should not become envious of the Supreme Lord. So one is obedient and second is non-envy. So I just trying to explain about something, whatever I learned or whatever I heard from Prabhupada teaching. So in obedience, actually obedient word, when it comes to the material world, this word has the exploitative nature. Exploitative nature means, because in this world everyone is selfishly wanted to lord it to our material nature, so they wanted that everyone should obey me. Like big country says that other smallest country should follow whatever we demand from them, or strongest always try to want that weakest person that obey him. So in this way, everyone is having the same desire to lord it over material nature, selfishness. So everyone wants that other should obey me, someone should be there, those who obey me. This way the exploitative nature comes in obedient. Prabhupada is to say that servant is getting salary from master, therefore he is following, and master is getting service from the servant, therefore he is allowing. In this way, so material world has a very danger way of this world. But in spiritual world, where we are practicing, this world gives us shelter. This world gives us shelter, so much security. How? Yes, we can say that I have my master to whom I have to obey, and I am wanted to become the servant of his servant. So I have my master. So when we having this intention, that it will give us so much security, that someone is there to above me, who take care of me. So this word has give us lot of shelter in the Krishna conscious way. Like we give the example of a dog without master, and a dog having a master. So externally it look like a dog without master is independent, and dog having master is like completely dependent. But we know how the life a dog having a master is living. I heard in one of the class, Govind Prabhu was telling that in America, one person spent 75 crore rupees to make the crown for a dog. 75 crore rupees. and you are saying that? And devotees make for the Lord crown of cost 1 crore rupees. So many questions raised there. Are why so much expenses are doing to making the crown for the Lord, all this thing. So when the sannyasis told to them that when some of these ministers will come in any place, so government, how much government can go do expenses. One time either president or prime minister of America came to India. He brought so many dogs with him. So then he was explaining that for each dog given separate room in 5-star hotel. So much expenses are done. That is a dogs, but our our we are like a dog of our master. We are every time we had go and obeying him. So what happened when we just having this shelter of a spiritual master, then we find that my life is only meant for that purpose only, to just go on serving. So even though geographically a spiritual master is some other place, or sometime he is not here, but still devotee get find himself so much sheltered. Actually Prabhupada, he hardly met his spiritual master for three or four times, but whole life he was always finding deep shelter with the instruction of the spiritual master or the guidance of the spiritual master. So many things. Even we see that Srila Prabhupada disciples also, now they become so much old, but still they are very enthusiastic, and always they discuss about Prabhupada's pastime so much. Especially they remember the pastime of Prabhupada which happened with them, because they, in this way, they always with their spiritual master. So still very enthusiastically serving. Yesterday, means last verse lecture, Rajshyam Prabhu was saying that about how Prabhupada told to devotees, now we will work very hard. When we will become old, not able to work, then we will go to the Mayapur and there we do the bhajan there. Because some devotees were asking to Prabhupada that we go to Mayapur and do bhajan. Prabhupada understood their intention. But Prabhupada told that as far as my case, I am very still not old enough, or I am very young. So still for me there is no question of going to an exclusive place and doing bhajan. So then other, when devotee heard this, then their age is only some 25 to 30 years. So they are thinking that if Prabhupada is at this age is speaking like this, then what for us? So we see that now they have become come to that age, what Prabhupada's age was having, 70, 70, 72, like that. Still, they are very engaged in the service of the, what service they have got from the Prabhupada. Still, they are very enthusiastically engaged in that services. So in this way, they are always, because obeying, always they are with their spiritual master. And we heard also when Sripad Sri Prabhu explaining about Anantacharya. So how nicely he spoke that Lord is pleased with him because he was obeying the instruction, he obeyed the instruction of the spiritual master. So even when these three couples, Prabhupada told them to go to London and preach there. So that time they were about to leave, plan to leave. Then they wanted to meet to Prabhupada to ask any final instruction before leaving. So Prabhupada was in Montreal, and then Prabhupada called them. And then when they went, the Prabhupada was watching the movie of Charlie Chaplin, and Prabhupada was very laughing. Why he was laughing? Because Charlie Chaplin, he was very dancing. While dancing, he sat on the chair, and in that the chair was painted with. So when he got up, then his coat got torn, and then he was thinking that, if I go, then all people will laugh. So better instead of they laugh, I should myself practice sincerely, enthusiastically go on dancing, so that they. So in this way, the Charlie Chaplin was going dancing very enthusiastically, and then by seeing others, they saw that how is so dancing very enthusiastically. Then they are trying to find out. Then they saw that his coat is torn. So therefore he got dancing so enthusiastically. So in this way, so others also they they make their clothes, the coat get torn, all this thing. Then by seeing this, Prabhupada laughed. And then Prabhupada told, okay, now, so they were also with Prabhupada and then they left. But they, in the airport, Mukund Maharaj was thinking that, are we went to Prabhupada to ask the final the instruction for some instruction is there, where we do, where we go and what we do there. But Prabhupada not replied anything. And he was just laughing. So then he was thinking that actually his laughing has some very deep meaning. Because we three couples are going to a place, foreign place, London, and our dress is also like different way of them. So because obviously they will, when the people will see to us, they will laugh on us. But before they laugh to us, we go there and very enthusiastically do kirtan and sincerely dance all this way, so that the people will get inspired. So instead of they are laughing on us, we'll make them inspire to become very sincerely chant, we make them to dance and chant in the kirtan. And in this way, they follow the instruction of Prabhupada, they obeyed the Prabhupada. And we see the result, what happened. So these are the way, and even, now this time is it, even the demigods, they are always in getting so much disturbances from the demons. But they know that my master is always there. Although demigods, and they always follow the instruction of Brahmaji or Lord Narayan. So, but they having confidence that my master is there, he will help us. So we see that in the pastime of Samudra Manthan, how the demigods and Lord gave so many instruction to them, that when the you go to make truce to the demons, and demigods are thinking that already we are very weak and we are running from them, and if we make truce for the doing churning of the ocean, and if nectar comes also, then that nectar is not going to get they will surely take the nectar. So then why we do? But still this question does not came in the mind of demigods, because if we are there, then surely this question comes. But in their mind this question not came. And then Lord gave so many instruction, because Lord was knowing their nature. He told them, when the good things come from the ocean, not get excited so much, or not get disturbed that for wanting. And when the things, when other good things not come, means distraction type comes, also you should not get disturbed. In this way they were doing service for the Lord of in the churning the Samudra Manthan. And then we know that past time so many disturbances came, halahal came, and they went to the Lord Shiva. At the end, and things happened what they were expecting. Nectar came and demons took. But most important is, because they follow the instruction of the Lord, Lord came there. Lord came there in the form of Mohini Murti. And then we know the pastime that how Lord cheated them, demons, to get. So this way, when we obey to the this, and we find ourselves so much sheltered, that my master is there, I can give up my whole life for the his pleasure. And then actually time is just, I just end this happen in 2 minutes only. Next one, envious. How one should not become envious. Actually this envious is like a disease, not a something decoration in our body. It is like a disease in our body. So when we when we go to some devotees, they are like a doctor. They get we get this diagnosis this disease. So therefore, we should instead of thinking that this is like a decoration of our body, we should take medicine of so that I should not become envy on others. Like Shastra, many Shastras examples are there. I was just discussing one devotee. He was telling that this example of Daksha himself. Daksha was got angered to the Lord Shiva. But while becoming angry on Lord Shiva, he became angry on Brahmaji also. He told that actually I does not wanted to give my daughter to the hand of this Lord Shiva, but because of the request of the Brahmaji I gave. So in this way he offended to Brahmaji also. So anger is completely when we are like that out of envy, then we will completely forget who we are, all this thing. So but he offended Lord Shiva, and then how much he has to go to for tapasya. He went to three manvantara for to get rid from this what offenses he did. Still it has not gone from his heart. Still he offended Narad Muni. So in this way we see that therefore these are as a practicing Krishna consciousness, this thing is really the stumbling block in our path of going back to God. Therefore we should be sincerely other side, take the other option of obeying. When you obey, then our master will give instruction and then we'll become success in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.